You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect. An ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Again, thank you for joining us on this worldwide Sunday edition, the third day of March 2013. Hard to believe we're already into 2013. And the broadcast is exploding in the face of the bizarre tyranny we're seeing. But that's not enough. I don't want to just have a popular radio show, folks. This isn't a game or an act. Howard Stern last week was asking me, is this an act? No, I really am passionate. I really am upset over secret testing on the public that's been declassified, where this government for 80 years has killed tens of thousands of Americans, military, black, white, old, young, foster children, in secret tests. That gets to me. That upsets me. That makes me want to get justice, not just so the evil are punished, but so that the good are protected. Let me tell you something. Nationwide, as you just heard in that obsolete man back from the 60s, socialist, communist, fascist systems say you are obsolete. And we're now being told by the globalists we're obsolete because of computers and robots and all the rest of this. And I don't want to just punish the guilty. I want to protect the innocent and move forward into a better world in the future. And that's what I'm talking about here today. And I'm going to be covering this more next week. And I know Mike Adams is going to be sitting in one day, and so is Aaron Dutton. I'm going to take some time off with the family. But I'm going to be shooting some videos about this as well, all over the country and all over the world. They are moving with forced inoculations. For decades, they said it was the law and lied about it and ran hoaxes about it. Now they're actually trying to pass laws where they can get your kid to sign a form and they can give consent. Well, that was the case. Again, children could sign contracts to buy cars. Children could have sex with adults. Children could go buy firearms. 10-year-olds could join the military. Every culture doesn't give children consent. This is so over the top, so in the face, and it's the state trying to take over children. They passed this last year in California. It's passed in other states. They're trying to pass it in Texas now. Check your state because it's in a bunch of them. SB 64. Is to make anybody that works around children, public schools, YMCA, toddlers, take all these deadly vaccines that don't even protect you and actually spread the disease in many cases. And now they're pushing pregnant women to take tetanus shots. It's known to cause them to have miscarriages. And then there's SB 63, the really big one, where child may consent to the child's own immunization of the child. In Part D, a health care provider or facility may rely on the written statement of the child containing the grounds of which the child has the capacity to consent to the child's immunization under this section. Unbelievable. I mean, this is beyond outrageous. But the globalists are bum-rushing us on 1,000 fronts with all this tyranny till we just give up and go into learned helplessness or some baloney Stockholm syndrome where we love our abusers. Well, I don't love our abusers. I want to win the future. I want the good guys to stand up and take action. And that's what this broadcast is all about. We'll be right back after this quick break with Ted Nugent on fire. Stay with us. Tell your friends and family to tune in right now, no matter how you listen across the United States and worldwide. Because if you're listening to my voice, you are the resistance.
Sworn upon the altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Mm-hmm. Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am extremely excited to have the one, the only Ted Nugent joining us in a powerhouse interview. And the reason I know it's going to be a powerhouse, I had a chance to have him call into the Sunday weekend show, listening right here in Central Texas as he was driving. And then I had a chance to talk to him off air about some of the other topics he wanted to come on air and talk about. So a lot of this is going to be news breaking. His new tour, the Black Power Tour, is celebrating the fathers of rock and roll, incredible black Americans, and they're demonizing that in the media. I mean, there's nothing that Ted Nugent can't do right because he's pro-liberty, and the Marxist Decepticons are out there trying to divide and conquer this country. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how he's been persecuted by the feds. We're going to talk about how he's got one of the most popular ammo lines in the country. We're going to talk, most importantly, about taking America back. We've got him for the full hour. You want Ted Nugent? I had to do some serious begging, but we've got him. Uncle Ted, great to have you back with us.
Well, thanks, Alex. I feel welcome. Even when I'm not here, I feel that I'm represented accurately by you. So on behalf of working hard, playing hard, logic America, thank you.
Wow, where should we start? You heard some of the topics I threw out. Where should we begin? Let's talk about your big rock and roll tour coming up and the media trying to lie to people.
Well, you know, for the last, I think this is my 55th year touring, something like that. I started back in Detroit in the 1950s. My band won the Battle of the Bands. We actually opened up for the Supremes and the Bolt Brothers at the brand new Cobo Hall back in 1962 or 63.
Wow.
And I, you know, I just don't have any white musical influences. I thought Pat Boone was weird, and I thought Little Richard was God. You know what I mean?
Me too, yeah.
So when I heard you reference the ultimate love songs yesterday, Free for All and Dog Eat Dog and Stranglehold. I mean, my music has a life of its own. Really, after 50 years of touring, the audience still are so intense and passionate and high energy. And let's morph into when I discovered the culture war. You know, this tour is called Ted Nugent Black Power 2013 because I'm bringing forth the celebration that there really is a black thing. And the black thing that inspired me from the very beginning was James Brown's work ethic, Little Richard's work ethic, Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley's, their work ethic. You can't become the fathers, the gods of thunder of rhythm and blues and rock and roll unless you really put your nose to the grindstone and you work your ass off. My dad and mom forced us kids to do that. That was the battle cry of the American dream in the 1950s and 1960s until the beatniks turned into the drooling, puking idiot hippies. And I was always attacked in the media, even the beginning when I was just a teenager, because I was a hunter, because I ate venison, and I carried a gun, and I believed in self-defense. And this new curse of leftism, this Mao Tse-Tung ugliness was metastasizing across America. So at first, Alex, when I did these interviews, and they would attack me because I spent the weekend at the shooting range with my dad, or I spent the weekend with my family up north deer hunting, I like squinted and furrowed my brow and went, wait a minute, you're condemning what is obviously perfect? Self-defense is perfect. big deer.
So you woke up early on just because you were being yourself and being demonized. And it's so incredibly simple that this country was founded on the Second Amendment, but they try to act like it's so incredibly alien. I'm tired of calling them liberals or even leftists, even though that's as they're known. These are, as you said, Maoists. These are hardcore authoritarian pigs who know they're authoritarian pigs. They're not environmentalist wackos. They're not ignorant. They're not stupid. They're criminals that want to run our lives and make us their slaves.
I couldn't have said it better. They really are criminals. I don't care if it's Hillary Clinton refusing to provide security on the anniversary of 9/11 in some of the most dangerous areas in the world, and then getting upset because we asked her why, or that the Attorney General is running guns to Mexican drug gangs and trying to blame mom-and-pop gun shops for the criminality of his directive and his program. Yeah, it really is like, I don't know if it's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Soylent Green, or Planet of the Apes, but the insanity running amok in this country right now can only be described as evil people with an evil agenda. I am sick and tired. I figured, like, way back in the 1970s, when people go, well, they're well-intentioned, but they're misinformed. That's not true at all. Their intentions are evil, and they know exactly what we're doing. May I quote Nancy? You don't have to read this. You need to sign it, Pelosi.
Yes.
Can you get any more anti-American and anti-Constitution, anti-we the people than that insanity?
No, you can't. And I apologize for interrupting you and getting you off into the tyrants. I just want to, you have, are so prominent and know so many other prominent people. I think it's time to start a campaign to say, we're really the liberals. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal saying more freedom. George Washington was a liberal, meaning more freedom. I think they've stolen the term liberal or even progressive, saying let's build our country up. It's time to call them what they are, a cult, a gang of criminals that want a managed, organized economy controlled by them and their cronies, and that they have basically occupied this country, and there's no living with them. We either take this country back and win the war, or we're going to be slaves. No more win the battles and just let the enemy keep launching attacks. It's time to go on the total offense, as the gun manufacturers are doing, as you're doing, as I'm doing. That's why they're scared of us. Let's talk about Ted Nugent taking America and then the world back. How do we get on the offense? And do you agree there's no more quarter? They're not giving us quarter. We either take it all back or we're going to lose.
Well, you're absolutely correct. I think it can best be framed in the call that you took the other day when I dropped my cell signal. And I think it was Doug, a cross-country trucker, who said he was proud that Ted came over to our side. Alex, are you kidding me? Talking about clueless. Now, with all due respect, especially to my good trucking buddies who use a power service diesel additive, but can you believe that that kind of ignorance exists, that people are unaware that in the Rolling Stone cover story, is on the cover of Rolling Stone with a Walter PPK that I actually had on me in New York City during the photo shoot, celebrating the Second Amendment for the entire front page feature story in Rolling Stone magazine in 1978. If you go back to my interviews in 1968, 1965, I have always promoted and celebrated, never defended the obvious and unambiguous right to keep and bear arms. I have been on the front line. That's why the left and the media and what you're accurately identifying as the cult of denial. When you have a Valerie Jarrett, who is the communications czar for the president, who actually publicly quotes Mao Zedong, are you kidding me? So I have been on the front line. So the answer to the big question, how do we take our country back? How do we get on the offensive? All you have to do is study what you and I do. Study what I've done since the 1960s. You never apologize. You take the beast face-to-face, hand-to-hand, close-quarter combat with the evidence from history that when there's power abuse like President Obama and Eric Holder and Hillary Clinton and all the czars and all his communist buddies, when they abuse the power and they create such a depth of corruption, if we don't communicate adamantly, firmly and politely, but consistently with our elected officials, every chance we get, which we have to make the opportunity every week, and demand accountability. Here's it in a nutshell. Look in a person's eye. Ask him, what do you believe about the death tax? Do you believe that the government can steal from families after-tax savings when mom or dad die? Do you believe the government can steal after-tax savings from a family and that that should be the law of the land? Because if the person says, yes, I believe in it, you're looking at the enemy of freedom, the enemy of America, and a thief. If a person wants to get rid of the death tax, if you want to compromise gun rights, you're looking at the enemy. No more compromise. When I was on Capitol Hill last week for the, or recently, for the State of the Union address, I shook every Republican's hand, and I wouldn't let go, and I tried to shake it like Chesty Puller, looked him in the eye and went, quit with the compromise. We have compromised ourselves into a corner of communism. Cut it out.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ask you believe in the American dream. Ask you believe you can hear me scream. It's still alive.
Ted Nugent song, whenever I'm in the car, Stranglehold, probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest. Yeah, I got to ask you here, before we get back into the news and some really hardcore stuff, how did you come up with Stranglehold? I mean, were you channeling, the Almighty or something? I mean, that song is so perfect. How did you do that, Ted Nugent?
It is a powerful lick. You should see it from where I'm sitting. When I play that lick every night, my bands too, Alex, I've got to give a big salute to the greasiest, blackest gods of thunder in the world. Mick Brown on drums, Greg Smith on bass guitar, and Derek St. Holmes on vocals and guitar. I have every guitar player's dream, every concert, every song, every audience. This year we're going on the tour, and with Styx and REO Speedwagon, we call the tour Ted Nugent Black Power because we're inspired. The Stranglehold lick is a variation of all those black heroes, whether Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, Little Richard, James Brown, Wilson Pickett, Sam and Dave, Stax Volt, all things Motown and Funk Brothers. There's a grind factor that I was weaned on as a little kid in Detroit, and when I pick up, I can go across the room right now and grab one of my guitars, and they're all plugged into amplifiers right now, and I can just pick it up and whip out a lick that would make you grind like an animal during the rut.
Huh.
I've been clean and sober for 64 years, and when you're clean and sober, you really tune in when you get to jam with Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and play with B.B. King. Are you kidding me? You pick up, you kind of sponge the essence of that soul. And let's identify what that black music ultimately represented in its origins. Defiance. Defiance against slavery. Defiance against oppression. Defiance against your own black people shackling you and selling you as a slave. That's where that unbelievable James Brown work ethic came from. They all rose up and went, yeah, you think you can keep me down? Well, listen to this, mother, and I'm going to play some licks that everybody's going to dance to, and that's what we do to this day. So I'm very inspired by freedom, that uppity black spirit of my original inspirations, and we pay homage to it every night on stage, and I name them by name, and I've been doing it for 50 years.
And by the way, you mentioned this to me earlier, but I just punched it in. Black Power, Ted Nugent. The media is freaking out. You've been saying this for 40-something years,
yeah,
that this is what inspires you, your band, all of it. But the so-called left, the tyrants, who say you don't like socialism, don't like gun control, it's racism, has no connection to reality, not even any facts. They just throw the word out there. They're the real race pimps. Margaret Sanger saying we've got to become liberals and take over to abort the black babies. What do you say to the media freaking out over your Black Power 2013? I mean, from my research, the so-called left are really the proto-Nazis. The left in America and England created the eugenics that Hitler picked up. The truth is they claim that they're the anti-racist because they're the racist.
Well, I think the biggest racist in the world would either be President Obama. I mean, when you say Trayvon Martin could have been my son. Well, with all due respect, Mr. President, Brian Terry could have been my son. And your Eric Holder sold the guns to the gangs that killed him. Try that on for size. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan. Number one cause of black death in America? Not the subhuman Ku Klux Klan. Black Americans kill more black Americans on a weekly basis than the Klan ever did in a year.
It's incredible. And then,
it really is incredible.
And then you can't even have a tour paying homage to your music roots. It just shows how sick these people are. They never want people to really come together under freedom. Now, expanding on this, you mentioned the fact that the NRA's getting on the offense. When we have the memos that they want to confiscate our guns, when it's on record, you use the truth to defeat them. And during the break, we were talking, you described as Republicans are more worried about adjusting their tie than actually, you know, being patriots. Expand on that. I mean, look, it's time to stop debating all their fake arguments about the children. They want our guns because they want a monopoly of power. And I think that's the key to the offense, is pointing that out.
Well, when I criticize the failures of the GOP, only the guilty need to feel guilty. We have some incredible leaders in this country right now, especially, which is why I'm a Texan. I came to Texas 10 years ago because the wonderful, glorious work epicenter of Detroit that I grew up in turned into the hell zone of pimps, whores, and welfare brats because of liberal Democrats like Mayor Coleman Young and Mayor Kwame Kirkpatrick and Jennifer Granholm. So I came to Texas where we have genuine statesmen, genuine patriots who understand they serve we the people and the U.S. Constitution. Governor Perry is the best governor in America. Greg Abbott is the best attorney general in America. Ron Paul, Ted Cruz, John Cronin. There's so many great, great constitutional representatives here in Texas. And John Thune in South Dakota, Mike Rogers up in Michigan, even Scott Walker now in Wisconsin. We see an improvement, a return to the common sense. And the
exactly. So let me ask you this.
In their guiding light that they have to make an oath to become elected officials, and that's the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights. So the once again, and I can't repeat this often enough, so many people who set their alarm clocks and bust their ass to be the best that they can be, they work, they make ends meet, they save for a rainy day, they demand accountability and productivity by their sons and everybody in their family. That's how the Nugent family operates. That's how the Alex Jones family operates. But a lot of those people don't vote. A lot of those people don't communicate. They don't even know who their senator or their congressman is. So we, the people who want upgrade and a return to a U.S. constitutionally driven America, we have got to communicate with our elected officials, because some of the elected officials that I just named by name, there are some of those in every state, even California, New Jersey, and New York, and Illinois. They got these people, but they don't hear from us. So until you are an actual participant in the sacred experiment self-government, I'd like to thank you for nothing.
I agree with you. And look at the areas like Chicago and L.A. and the areas that these authoritarians that call themselves liberals are in control. They bankrupt and destroy every city, every county, every state, every country they run because they are con artist criminals. And again, it's time for us to stop apologizing about the fact that we're right. It's time for us to stand up and call these crooks out. And that's why they say, oh, you're discredited yelling at Piers Morgan or Ted Nugent, you know, told him get off people's backs and shut the hell up. And that you're basically full of crap. Oh, Ted's discredited. No, we're the only people waking people up out of their coma. And the fact that the so-called left is saying, don't get angry, that shows they're scared of us getting angry.
I've been in every media. I do media every day. And anybody that has ever messed with me has lost, because I have all the evidence to support what I stand for, because I stand for the self-evident truth and being the best that you can be.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We the people
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ted Nugent joins us, TedNugent.com. If you're just now tuning in again, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Ted, where do you think America will be if people don't stand up and don't take action, which is starting to happen? But if people don't stand up and really get in the face of this tyranny and back it off, because by getting aggressive politically with the First Amendment, we won't have to use the Second. But what is your concern? Because, again, as I said earlier, I had Ron Paul on a few days ago, and he's concerned about civil war. It appears to a lot of sociologists and people that study this that the leftists want to start some type of conflict and then brand the Patriots as the Homeland Security documents under Obama's state, that Al-Qaeda's not the threat. Now it's gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans. They're clearly trying to brand it. An article came out yesterday where Homeland Security's buying drones, and in the training video, they're going around looking for people selling guns to their neighbors. So we see that the Patriot American is the new target of Homeland Security. What can you say about that and how it segues into some of the persecution you've gone through? Tell us what's been happening to you the last few months.
Well, Jesus, there's so many issues there. Number one, thank you for bringing these things up, because now people can Google and they go to your website. And if you go to TedNugent.com, I would welcome you. I would love to have you part of our TedNugent.com talkback. We have some hardcore, gung-ho, great American families on my talkback on my website. And we get all this latest update, too. And we make sure that we review it. We got people inside the deepest security in the United States government that are on my talkback. We have friends in most federal agencies and in every department of every political activity in every state. And we're looking with a genuine spirit of concern and a genuine duty to participate as we the people, to ask questions and demand answers. And we got this far down the totem pole. We've gotten this bad off, and we've been abused, and the corruption has gotten this outrageous because so many Americans were disengaged, they bent over, and they couldn't believe that a government would hurt someone. I'll never forget the interview with the lady who was in Rwanda checking out some guerrillas or something, and I mean the real guerrillas, not the guerrilla fighters, the guerrillas in the mist. And she was crying because the gangsters in Rwanda had attacked their bus and killed everybody. She actually went, I can't believe that a human being would intentionally hurt another human being. Really?
It's so naive.
That kind of brain dead soullessness has horribly taken place and taken root and metastasized here in America. So I know about the drones. I know about the militarization of law enforcement. But I'm not going to guess what might happen if Obama's dream of tyranny comes true. I believe that more and more people are waking up. I believe that more and more people are communicating these serious issues about accountability and what happened in Benghazi and Fast and Furious, the crime of Obamacare, the abuse of power and the corruption, the absolute proven lies of every word out of this president's mouth at the last State of the Union address. I believe that we are going to vote these bastards out, that we're going to demand accountability like they did in the ultra-liberal hell zone of Michigan with the Governor Rick Snyder. Now we've got a Republican. He's not a conservative, but he's way better than Jennifer Granholm. Scott Walker, huge upgrade in Wisconsin. I travel and I still rock and roll, and my tour will take me to every state and every major city across America again, 50 years in a row now. And when I communicate with people, Alex, I'm here to bring great, great upgrade to your attention. People are waking up, and we are going to take this country back at the voting booth. That's how we're going to do it.
Well, listen, I'm not bragging about this. When I tell these stories, it's because it's important for people to know. I can now go anywhere in the country and can't walk 10 feet down a street without listeners stopping. And I'm just, you know, a little guy in all this. And I went to a restaurant in Wimberley, Texas, Saturday, and there were only about 10 tables. And almost every table came over and wanted photos and were listeners. And I know you get the same response. It's what you're saying. It's exponential how many people are awake of every race, color, and creed, and it's exciting. And I think the key to all this is saying, look, they want our guns to enslave us. They're liars. They're tyrants. Just calling it like it is. People are so hungry for that. And if we just go past the hoax that, oh, we're supposed to stand down and compromise, the other side never gives in. They just tell us to compromise, and then, as you said, we bend over. But let's talk about this. I talked to you off air when you called in on the Sunday show, and you said, oh, man, next time I come on, I'll tell you about the crap I've been going through. I think it's important to talk about how they spun what you said and some of the things you know that have happened to you and how they're trying to go after you, because if they can take down Ted Nugent, somebody who's actually alive, whose heart is beating, and if they can demonize that, if we don't stand behind Ted Nugent, even if people don't 100% agree with you out there, they've got to stand behind you in the First Amendment, because if they can take you down, kind of the guy up there on the point, I mean, Second Amendment, you think of Ted Nugent and George Washington, and then down the road, maybe Alex Jones and Ron Paul and the NRA. But, I mean, let's say it. You're Mr. Second Amendment. I mean, buddy, I know you got the Second Amendment, but I hope you got bodyguards. You really are front and center. Have you realized that?
Yes, I have. Over the years, I realized that when it comes to absolutely defining the God-given right to keep and bear arms, I've been on the forefront forever, and now people are realizing that the reason I'm considered an extremist and a zealot is because the concept of having a free people was very extreme in 1775.
Yeah, the system demonizes the founders. The system demonizes the founders. So I'm saying, you're Mr. Second Amendment. Tell us about the persecution.
Well, you know, I've been a hunter my whole life. My dad raised me to be law-abiding. I've been a sheriff deputy for over 34 years now. I conduct federal raids here in Texas with the FBI, the ATF, the DEA, the Texas Rangers, and the federal marshals. I've been very active, hands-on in law enforcement for over 30 years now. My point being is that you don't become a sheriff deputy. You're not invited on federal, you know, fugitive felony raids if you're a questionable guy. You have to prove yourself. And I proved myself during my training, and I've proven myself during these raids. Well, I'm solidly in the asset column, but I've always been a legal hunter. My dad said, you don't dare break a law. I've never hunted out of season with the wrong weapon. I've always bought every tag and every license and every permit and really watched my P's and Q's. Well, a number of years ago, I was hunting in California, and our Ted Nugent Spirit of the Wild show on Outdoor Channel has been the number one show, outdoor hunting show, for over 26 years now. Every year, we become the viewer's favorite because I do it honestly. I do it documentary style, real down-to-earth, natural, organic, killing your own food. I don't play games, and I don't apologize. Well, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been so infested with anti-hunting, anti-wildlife, anti-Ted Nugent idiots that in California, hunting in an apple orchard on our TV show on Spirit of the Wild, we showed it on the air. I had bought my licenses and double-checked all the legalities with the director of California Fish and Game, James Fong. Long story short, after the show aired, U.S. Fish and Wildlife jackbooted thugs, subhuman punks, had a 36-man, guns-drawn, pre-dawn raid on my three hunting buddies' homes in California based on the allegation equal to a jaywalking ticket that I was hunting over bait. Alex, they kicked down doors, they confiscated guns and bows and video cameras and telephones and computers, photographs.
Oh.
They abused these poor families, 100% law-abiding, never broke a law in their lives, upstanding members of the community, and then they ran and they tried to charge me with felonies, claiming that somehow in the apple orchard I had placed a bait, which they did all kinds of forensic soil sample tests, and they came up with nothing. But because the allegations were such a scam, it was such a trumped-up railroad witch hunt that the attorneys in California said I could beat it, no question, but it would cost me between $250,000. And remember, a jackbooted 36-man guns-drawn pre-dawn raid based on a jaywalking ticket.
It just shows what crazy authoritarians they are and how they use regulations to harass people but then exempt themselves when Obama's given $500 million to his buddies to a fake energy company.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled A-L-L-I-C-I-N-Plus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. The Alex Jones Show.
I take it personal when people are trying to take our little ranch we've had since Texas independence, because under the estate tax, we won't be able to keep it. In fact, it used to be a lot bigger. Most of it's been sold off because of estate taxes the last 50 years when grandparents and people die. When they're trying to take my guns, and I know it's because they're authoritarians, I've read the UN treaty debates where they admit it's about a monopoly of power of the government. I take it personal. When Piers Morgan lies and says, I don't want all your guns, when Obama and all the rest of them have been on record saying they want the abolition of civilian ownership of firearms, it makes me mad. But I know they're following a blueprint of disarmament and then talking to me like I'm stupid and telling me, oh, no, you're just a conspiracy theorist. It makes me angry. And I see somebody like Ted Nugent hard charging 7 days a week, as I follow the media, out there standing up for liberty for all of us, knowing if they take the Second Amendment, if they're that bold, they're going to take everything. Now, so what do you say about waking up and being alive? I know you've been alive and awake forever because of where you came from, but what do you say to those that are in a damn coma?
Well, first of all, the prognosis is improving every day, Alex. I'm sure you see it from your callers and the people you hang out with, especially here in the great Republic of Texas. You know, if you met my kids, my grandkids, my wife, Jermaine, my brothers, my sister, all my hunting buddies, the production American team, for our Ted Nugent Spirit of the Wild, our Sunrise Safaris guides, all the people that we hunt with, and we do all the charity work with all the children's charity, just working hard, playing hard America, where a few years ago they might have rolled their eyes when I said you shouldn't give up Saturday night specials and that there's no such thing as cop killer bullets and that none of these guns are assault weapons. They rolled their eyes because they didn't understand, they were ignorant. Now all of a sudden they're going, boy, you were right. You were absolutely right. I see where this guy got in trouble because his gun had a collapsible stock in New Jersey, or where this hero of the military was thrown in prison in Washington, D.C. because he was legally transporting his legally owned firearms from one state to the other. So this is a big wake-up call. As I said the other day, we should thank God Almighty that he sent Piers Morgan to be our foil. I mean,
yeah.
This guy is too easy to beat. This guy is too easy to decapitate with his fantasy and his British cult of denial. All you have to do is like you do and I do and everybody else I've seen lately, though we'll talk about the effectiveness of various individuals in a second. But the evidence is 100% on our side. And if we are aware of that evidence and we know how to bring it to the argument, bring it to the so-called debate, as you did and I did, and more people are learning to do. You know, we got a hero at the NRA, Chris Cox. Wayne LaPierre is getting better all the time when it comes to standing up for what right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed stands for. So the prognosis is increasing and getting better slowly but surely. But I think, like we should thank God that Piers Morgan was sent down, I think we have to thank God that he sent Barack Obama, because this guy is so destined to destroy everything good about America. His policies, his scam, his lying, his deceit, his State of the Union, his campaigning. Smart people who love to hear flowery, desirable speech are starting to realize the guy's a scam artist.
It is so amazing to watch China build three new coal power plants a week, but we're having them shut down when they're clean burning. They want this country bankrupted to make us dependent on them. And, you know, even on our little ranch in East Texas, we've been hunting out there. And this is a county where, you know, my grandfather was the tax assessor and stuff. And now, oh, we're here to search everything you're doing here on your ranch because you've got hunters out here under a federal grant. And we found out they were harassing people everywhere, old families who have no criminal records. And it's all about government basically pissing on us to let us know, hey, you're a criminal, government is God. And it just really lights a fire under my butt to just fight that much harder.
Well, and let me tell you, I've got some great friends in U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and I'm not saying friends because, you know, I'm a schmooze with them. It's because we are dedicated to conservation. So I salute the genuine and law-abiding federal agents of every agency out there. But I hope the ones that are guilty are pissed off when they hear me talk about that, because if you're angry at what I'm saying, that would be guilt, because there are jackbooted thugs.
Well, the SWAT team raid is meant to chill and intimidate everybody into lying about you to throw Ted Nugent in jail. Because if they can get Ted Nugent, they can get everybody else after that.
And they tried it with my buddies. They actually reached it. Well, here's the clincher. These subhuman punks, jackbooted punks, kicked down the wrong door. And I don't know if you know anything about search warrants, but I've actually participated in a number of search warrants as the searcher. You've got to have every description of that domicile. You've got to have the color of brick. You have to have the color of the siding. You have to have the street numbers and how big and which way they face. You have to identify neighbors' homes. Well, these subhuman punks kicked down the wrong door and held an old widow at gunpoint.
Incredible.
Ted Nugent stuff. She never even heard of me.
Probably the only person who hadn't. Again, this is what's so crazy about it, is that they just continue to get crazier and crazier. Just like when you read the Declaration of Independence, Ted Nugent, is it not like a mirror of what we're seeing unfold now?
Absolutely. Well, and once I've said it over and over again, the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, if I was dropped here naked in the year 4, I could have written down all those points. Even tyranny and oppression. I know what freedom is. It's how God designed us to be self-sufficient, rugged individualism, to pursue our individual dreams, to be an asset to the people around us.
Self-evident.
The environment that provides us soil and air and water and food and clothing and shelter. These are self-evident truths that our founding fathers wrote down because we wanted to send George a big middle finger message. Don't tread on me. Here's what we didn't get under King George, and here's what we're going to demand. And if you try to take any of this away from us, we will meet you at Concord Bridge, and we will blow your guts out.
And they try to demonize you for that, but that self-evident right to not be a slave, all the Bill of Rights and Constitution does is point out what's already there. And I love how they tried to spin you know, what you said about Obama. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, you know, are you talking about the time my friends from the Secret Service came and visited me?
Yes.
Yes. It's just, you don't think I'm having any fun here, do you? I got to tell you, I wasn't there when Richard Pryor's afro caught on fire, which was the highlight of comedy in the history of humankind. But I get such a kick out of the media just doing somersaults in their own excrement, trying to attribute quotes to me that never came out of my mouth. And nowadays, of course, everything is on film, and there's recorded records of everything that comes out of my mouth, yet they still lie through their teeth. So it was a pleasant experience, but again, if you're going to take on the devil, you have got to be prepared for the devil's gang to misrepresent, to lie, to obfuscate, to literally go crazy trying to attribute something to you that never took place. So all I can tell you about my experience with the Secret Service, number one, I trained with them here in Texas, and I trained with them around the country. They're actually part of the President Bush's personal counter-assault team, and they trained on my ranch up here near Waco, Texas. And I had a meeting with what I can only describe as the consummate professionals. These men and women of the Secret Service, the vast majority of them are absolute dedicated warriors that are standing up for we the people, that are enforcing our laws, and that live true to their sacred oath to the U.S. Constitution. And all of them, to the man and woman, Alex, are gun guys. They love the Second Amendment. Whether they're on duty or off, they're real gun guys. So I consider them not only friends, but blood brothers. We had a professional encounter. They had to check off the boxes because Sheila Jackson Lee and President Obama and Eric Gunrunning Holder and all his communist czars and Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein and all these maniacs, they hate me so much that they forced the Secret Service to investigate me. And at the end of the meeting, they said, well, we understand now, Mr. Nugent, we appreciate your time and your professionalism and your courteousness, and we realize now that there was no threat against anybody, that you did not threaten the president, and we apologize for wasting your damn time. So everybody out there, number one, be a member of the National Rifle Association. Give away membership to the National Rifle Association. Join your state firearms organization. Let your elected officials know that you know that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed is what they took a vow to support.
Absolutely. And if they don't like it, get out of America. Ted Nugent, this has been our best interview ever. TedNugent.com. Look forward to having you back again as soon as you can. The Black Power Tour starts now. TedNugent.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this
This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.